This two-minute lesson is brought to you by the Barberton Church of Christ. A famine for the word. A reading of Amos 8, 11 through 14 states, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread nor of thirst for water, but a hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it. In the day the fair virgins and strong young men shall faint from thirst, those who swear by the sin of Samaria, who say, 'As your God lives, O Dan, and as the way of Beersheba lives,' they shall fall and never rise again." These words were delivered by Amos, a farmer, shepherd, and prophet, around 750 B.C., Amos was warning Israel of God's coming judgment if they did not repent. And sadly, the nation did not heed Amos' call to repent. As a result, they were led into Assyrian captivity. Part of Amos' prophecy that was fulfilled concerned an unusual famine that would come upon the people, a famine for the word of God sent by God. Today, there is also a famine for the word of God. However, today's famine was not sent by God, but rather this famine for the word of God is self-imposed. It is evident that God has provided for a feast today and not a famine. One can make a strong argument that man has greater access to God's word than ever before. There are far too many today who are simply not seeking. Jesus said, Matthew 6:33, "To seek ye first the kingdom of God." Paul taught that it was man's duty to seek the Lord and hope they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. You can end the spiritual famine for the word of God in your life today by seeking, reading, searching, and obeying God's word.